Kick it.
Pick by pick coverage from a guy with such a big nose he has to be an expert on picking. Norm Hitzkus and the entire Ticket team with NFL draft coverage this Saturday and Sunday. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thursday we will be at Dillard's at North Park, and you can register to win Ticket t-shirts. There will be tons of giveaways from Perry Ellis. Tony Dorsett will be there doing the autograph thing from Tony. 5 until 7. We will be in the men's department at Dillard's. We will have a couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks on hand. So make the scene this Thursday. We're there at the presentation from 3 until 7, and there is Dillard's at North Park. So what is the latest with the quarter? Snake.
Well, apparently the snake has been captured.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The remaining cobra has been captured, huh?
No, wait. There were two on the loose.
Right, they got one.
And they gave them to the zoo. They're holding on to them.
Really?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. They'll just get out again.
And so a policeman can blow it away with a shotgun.
Well, that should happen. They shouldn't have captured that snake. They should have killed it. Then that would be one less cobra snake in the world that's going to bite somebody or kill them.
I go, it's one of God's creatures.
That's right.
Just like Jabari.
And Jumanji.
Jumanji?
Well, the snake was residing at Fleetwood Mac Avenue over off
Oaks,
Maple.
Not Mac. Oh. Oaks, not Mac.
Over near Maple and Inwood, which is right down the street from us. And we were going to send Corby over there.
I was going to catch him.
To try and catch the cobra.
I was going to put on a golf glove and try to catch him.
But we got word from
Big Greg.
Big Fat Greg, the promotions guy, that he watched the news today, and they said that the snake had been captured. Now, this was NBC5's big story.
Now, they led the 10 o'clock news with it last night. I know that because someone emailed me.
I saw
them. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw it.
Big package on it and everything. They were on top of this.
Did they have Snake Man on there?
Yeah, they did.
Now, the problem
is... I think I know him.
Snake Man?
What?
Yeah, I think I know him.
How do you know Snake Man?
I'll explain later, but I think I know him.
Seedy?
Double team? Anyway...
Not a legitimate question.
A double team is something that happens in basketball.
That's what I meant. You guys were on a... intramural league together.
Well, no.
There's actually another term for that, isn't there?
So you want a double team?
So, menage?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
You and him and the snake?
I hate you guys.
Jumping rope with the snake?
I hate this show.
Well, the NBC5 failed to update their freaking website since yesterday, so I don't have any tangible news on it. All I have is Greg Fat Intern's...
Yeah, and we're going to take his word for it.
Yeah.
We're going to take his word that this happened.
Well, hasn't he proven himself to be a pretty trustworthy commodity?
He really has.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a good guy. There's nothing wrong with Greg. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker, too.
He's the most honest eater I've ever seen.
Yep. You can trust him if you're trying to find donuts.
Get off of him. He's a good guy.
Or meat.
And he's going to fight in the fight night, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to fight Big Dave.
He told me that he's been training now for 2 weeks. He's got some, and I'm telling you, this guy is what, 5'5", 5'6", maybe?
390, maybe.
He's three bills.
No, he's not. He weighed in at 291.
Okay, whatever.
Well, that's not 300. Let's be accurate, okay?
He is a monster, especially for his size, height.
But see, Big Dave's like 6'3".
Yeah, I know.
And 450. I think little Greg's going to get hurt.
Well, he says he's been training for 2 weeks, and he's very proud because he's lost 14 pounds.
Good for him.
And believe me, this is one fight that you can rest assured the participants are going to take this seriously because they hate each other.
I hope Big Greg beats the crap out of Dave.
All he has to do to lose 14 pounds in 2 weeks at his size is just get out of bed, walk to the bathroom, and take a crap.
Oh, dear.
Snake.
That should be worth 14 pounds over 2 weeks.
What do you think? He just messes in his bed?
Respond to that.
We're not supposed to talk about that anymore.
That's abrasive.
Can't talk about that.
Just the way he said it.
I know.
Well, the guy's huge,
so
man.
So over the top.
He's huge. He's a big kid.
I'm afraid he's going to get hurt.
Well, I'm afraid, not hurt. Because, I'm afraid that he's going to have a heart attack.
He's going to be giving up 150 pounds.
Yeah, but can Big Dave fight?
It doesn't matter.
Big Greg looks like he might be mean. He might have a mean streak.
Just because he's got those tattoos?
But he's given away 150 pounds in about a foot in height. I'm afraid little Greg's going to get hurt.
Let's not refer to him as little Greg. That's some of Greg's training sessions.
With his heart monitor?
With a ninja. I think that'd be a great way for Greg to train with like a 50th degree black belt ninja.
Just kicking his ass.
Kicks his ass every day for an hour.
Just karate kicks to the side of the head over and over.
Yeah. Greg's got this notebook. It's like a training, you know, to write down what you've been doing as far as your workouts and stuff.
I thought that was his lunch.
It's called his lunch order. It's called Animal Training. And I looked at it and I just saw animal something. I was like, are you getting an animal or something? He's like, no, it's my new training schedule. I was like, oh, great. And it's got some bodybuilder on the cover with just big veiny legs and arms and stuff. I mean, I guess it's good for the guy.
Great for the guy.
Yeah.
We want Greg to be healthy, be around for a while.
It is really hard to get his size, though, at his height.
He does not need to be doing this fight.
No. No. Maybe if it was a year from now.
Because I really think that Big Dave's going to hurt him. I really think he's going to hurt him.
Well, you know who's putting it on, don't you?
150 pounds. Dick. Think about that. 150 pounds you're giving away and like a foot in height. For one thing, Greg is so short and his arms are so short, there's no way he's going to be able to get close enough to him to hit it.
I don't think Big Dave weighs that much anymore, though. I think he's more like 300, something like that.
Okay, so he's giving up
10 pounds.
50 pounds. No, I guarantee
Big Dave's more than three bills.
I guarantee you, he's minimum 350, minimum. And I think he's still around 400.
By the way.
You know who's sponsoring it, don't you?
Wolf Brand Chili?
Yeah, Big Dick. I mean, the
Wolf Brand Chili.
Coffee?
Chili.
I don't want Greg to get hurt. I'm afraid he's going to get hurt on this deal.
We're having our first, because we're trying to get girls to fight.
Incidentally,
and
I guess it's as good a time as any. We do need girls.
We have one.
Well, not only do we need girls, but you know what Eric told me today?
What?
He wants us to try to get, in addition to the girls we're going to get, he wants us to try to get a couple of bikini girls to fight in bikinis.
What? That ain't happening.
No, you know.
Just get a girl. We don't.
See, I don't understand why they won't let the ticket chicks fight. That's so ridiculous. I mean, people see these ticket chicks and they want to see them box. I don't see what's so wrong with it. Why are we protecting the ticket chicks if they want to fight? They should be able to.
I'd love to watch the ticket chicks box.
Exactly, and put the ticket chicks in a bikini. I mean, they got in a bikini for the guy's guide. Let them get out there and box in a bikini. Nothing wrong with that. And we get the big, giant Allie McBeal boxing gloves. They're not going to hurt each other.
Let's go back to Danny real quick here.
What? Okay. What?
I would love to see the ticket chicks box. And you thought that was funny, too, didn't you?
So did Mike.
I didn't.
I actually caught it, but I was just...
I'm not.
All right, so what, tomorrow we have a girl?
Yeah, we have a girl. She's going to fight, and she is cute.
You guys will love her.
Yeah.
Is she going to come up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's coming up. 5:30 tomorrow. We're going to interview her, talk to her.
All right.
See if we can stir up some controversy.
Well, let's say we gear up for the two-minute drill now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.